Our next speaker is Kate Gooden. Kate is with the Bureau of Epidemiology at the Florida State Department of Health. Her presentation is on the utilization of electronic laboratory results in real-world public health surveillance.
Thank you. This presentation is going to show a little bit about what kind of quality assurance measures we have been looking at for the ELR data that we do receive, as well as some of the timeliness calculations that we've done. So just a little bit of background. So electronic laboratory results are becoming increasingly more common for our inputs to public health surveillance. The expectation that we had when going into this process was that these ELRs and the receipt of these ELRs would lead to more complete reportable disease case reporting, more timely data, and more accurate data. So in Florida, we do receive ELRs on a daily basis. Those are evaluated to determine if they meet our threshold for public health reporting. So we look at whether it's actually a reportable condition in Florida, if it's an acceptable test type or specimen type, and often it's a combination of the two. And then, is it a positive result? We do have some labs that send us negative results for all their tests, and then some that only send us the requested negative results. And then the selected results are then included in our state reportable disease surveillance systems. We do have HIV and STD with their own systems, and then the rest of the analysis that I'm going to focus on for the rest of the presentation is mostly what's included in Merlin, which is everything that's not STD, HIV, or TB. So as the laboratory processes the specimen and gets the result, they then transmit that data from their LIMS database into our first DOH database, which is managed by our integration broker. That data is then parsed and set out into the different program areas, and we use the ELR Classic database, which separates out our communicable disease reports from those that are responsible for the HIV and STD program areas. So these statistics are for the labs that are fully into production. In Florida, we do have many more facilities and lab systems that are in testing and in various stages of production. But those fully in production, we have about 8 lab systems that include our state public health lab, many different commercial laboratory facilities, as well as some regional facilities in Florida, as well as hospital systems. We have 4 facilities that are not participating in ELR. County health departments are then responsible for receiving those laboratory results in paper and then hand entering them into the Merlin system. And sometimes the high priority labs are entered by our central office in Tallahassee if they're received there first. So in the Merlin database, as I mentioned, it's for our general communicable disease surveillance, non-STD, non-HIV, non-TB. You can have the 2 ways of getting laboratory data into the system, either hand entered labs that are received on paper or the ELR data that I went through earlier. So when we were looking at the utility of our ELR system, we were asking ourselves, is the receipt of these ELRs actually improving the timeliness of our reportable disease case reports? And are we actually improving the data quality? So what I did was extract all of the case reports for all of our reportable conditions in Merlin, excluding hepatitis B, C, animal rabies, hepatitis B, surface antigen positive pregnant women, and lead poisoning cases that were entered between 2005 and 2010, then looking at the presence or absence of electronic laboratory reports associated with those cases, and then comparing them based on several different data elements, which would indicate the timeliness of the reports, the presence or absence of specific data elements, and then also looking at some volume analysis over time by those laboratory facilities. So as of 2005, Merlin received approximately 3,000 ELRs from our state public health lab only. At that time, they were our only participating ELR partner. And then we had a significant change in 2007 when we integrated LabCorp. And then as of 2010, the number of ELRs associated with case reports rose to over 11,000, like I said, by 2010. Those are labs that are actually associated with case reports. That's not necessarily a reflection of all ELRs received, because an ELR could have been dismissed for whatever reason. It could have been determined to not be an accurate result. It could have been determined to not be for a Florida resident. There are other reasons why it would not be associated with the actual case report. So this graph shows the volume of laboratory results that are associated with those case reports over time. So starting in 2005 with the state public health lab, and then moving into 2009 and 10, where we saw a significant shift in the number of facilities as well as the overall volume of tests that were being received. The 2009 large jump in our state public health lab is due to the really high volume of H1N1 tests that they were performing. So then the proportion of laboratory results that are received electronically, as well as the number of cases with ELRs attached to them, has also increased over time. So if you look at the reported cases that have ELRs associated with them, in 2005 it was only 18%, and then that rose to about 50% in 2010. But when I was doing this analysis, there were approximately 229 laboratory results in 2010 alone that were hand data entered by a county health department user, but were from a lab that's also participating in ELR. And so there's still some more looking into that to determine what the actual impetus for that was. I guess anecdotally, I've heard over the years that many times the actual function of processing these ELRs into the Merlin system is very separated at some county health departments, and you'll have a administrative user who does a lot more of phone answering and the kind of clerical work of the EPI divisions in those county health departments, and they'll be responsible for just processing in all these ELRs, and perhaps they're not making the best decisions, and so then they dismiss a laboratory result that they should have not dismissed, and so then a county health department user then has to go back in and enter it by hand. So this is that proportion shown over time. So these are the proportion of cases that have ELRs attached to them. So you can see, again, in 2005 it was about 17%, and then that rose in 2010 to 46%. So again, this is looking at actual cases. So a case could have multiple labs attached in our system. And so if a case has a ELR, then it's in the ELR proportion, regardless of whether it has additional hand-entered labs attached. So then this one is actually looking at the total volume of attached laboratory results. So in the entire spectrum of laboratory results that are in the Merlin system associated with cases, which in our mind determines that it's a reportable laboratory result, how many of them are actually electronic versus how many are hand data entered. In 2005, that proportion was about 18%. And then that rose in 2010 to about 50%. So then, as I mentioned, we also looked at specific data elements to determine if there was a difference in the completeness of these data fields between those hand data entered laboratory results, which would reflect paper laboratory results, the traditional reporting method, versus those received electronically. The fields I looked at are listed here, so name, gender, race, ethnicity, phone number, and then test information, including accession number, test type, specimen type, collection date, and the date received. So the hand data entered results are in the middle column, and the electronic laboratory results are on the far right column. And you can see that the results were pretty mixed. So the yellow fields are the ones that indicate the improvement. So for hand data entered results, there were several demographic fields that were much better on those hand data entered results versus the ELRs. But then there were a lot of test type information that was much better on the ELR versus on the hand data entered results. And there's a lot of reasons why that could be. A lot of times county health departments spend a significant amount of their time doing follow-up on those paper laboratory results if they were initially missing information. They spend a lot more time following that up and entering it by hand, which they might not be doing the same for electronic data. Additionally, with the electronic data, we obviously spend a lot of time doing content validation and looking at those individual records, making sure that they have the appropriate test type and appropriate specimen before we actually bring that lab system on, which would very clearly indicate that we should have better laboratory test information on those ELRs. So then looking at timeliness, I compared several time frames to see if that ELR data is actually improving the timeliness of case reporting to public health. We looked at specimen collection date to when the result was available to the county health department, also from when the specimen was actually received at the lab to when the result was available, and then from when the lab result was actually completed to when that result was actually available to the county health department. So from when the specimen was collected to the date received by the County Health Department, which was estimated by when either the hand data entered result was actually entered into the system or when the ELR was received, the number of days went down from 9 to 7. And then you could see a really significant improvement in when the lab report was, the lab said the result was available to when it was actually received by the County Health Department, which went down from a median of 6 days for hand-entered results to 0 days for electronic results. So we are overall receiving those the same day that they're available. So as of the end of 2010, our Department of Health is receiving ELRs from laboratory systems, which represent approximately 60% of our state's estimated reportable disease testing volume. So to get at this value, what we did was look at all laboratory results that have been entered over the history of Merlin, and looking at the sending facility that was associated with those hand data entered labs, and did a estimated proportion of our total reportable disease testing volume and which labs those were associated with, and then inferred that if we were to bring on those listed laboratories into our ELR system, how much of that volume are we now covering. So during that estimation analysis, we estimated that the current labs that we have on ELR should represent about 60% of our reportable disease testing volume, and then the observed proportion was about 50% from the previous slides that I showed. And then we also, as I mentioned before, have possible duplicate electronic and manual entry of certain laboratory results, and we really need to look into what's driving that. So as I also mentioned, data quality changes have been mixed over time. A lot of that is probably due to updating of hand data entered results by county health departments, which they may not be putting as much effort into updating the electronic results. And then we've also seen significant gains in the timeliness of laboratory reporting and case reporting due to the integration of these ELRs, which has allowed for a lot more prompt public health action. So that's all.